We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jumping off an hour or two here of Sports Talk. We got the great Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst for the hour. Deuce, how are you?
I'm doing well, Kristen. How are you doing?
Good, man. Good. Certainly thinking about Bobby. He'll be back tomorrow, but a tough day for him today. But he will be back tomorrow, thinking about him quite a bit. But I think we all are. Deuce, I texted you last night because I'm explaining to the audience as to how I'm kind of spending my time with no sports, how I'm still trying to get my sports fix. I watched the Buster Douglas Mike Tyson fight, right? Remember that one? The wild one?
Yes. And then, yes.
I've been watching a lot of Football Life, you know, the NFL Network Football Life documentaries they do. I watched one on Ricky Williams, on Barry Sanders, Bill Belichick, and Bill Parcells. And then I was watching some of your highlights, man, and you gave me some entertainment last night, man.
I was wondering if I was going to have to do you like I'm going to have to do Coach Payton. I'm going to have to go take Coach Payton's phone. I mean, he's bored. This quarantine life is driving him, and so we're going to have an intervention for Coach Payton.
Yeah, I mean, he's upped his Twitter game quite a bit. Obviously, the plays the other day, and then Mark, crack the mic and explain what you told me about what he tweeted to his daughter, Megan.
Yeah. So his daughter, Megan, had tweeted out, happy birthday, Will, and tagged somebody in it. And Sean Payton responded in kind, saying, happy birthday, Will, and then, Megan, who's Will?
That is someone that has way too much time on his hand, and he probably knows Will as Matt Will, but in this mind frame, he's going through every situation. All right, who is Will? Was that Will, or it's just a lot going on for him right now. So we're gonna have to take his phone away from him. No, he was responding to somebody about he's been Jumpman since like Mike. I mean, he's going back to Michael Jordan. You know, he talking about he was Jumpman before Drake. He was Jumpman before Future. He's been Jumpman way back in the game. And so
I want like, to keep tweeting. It's entertaining.
He got too much going on. He got too much going on.
I saw when he sent out those tweets, you were like, yep, he's bored. He can't contain himself.
Right, on the plays.
On the plays. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so what's interesting is, you know, a lot of people were saying, well, hey, look, you know, our division rivals are going to see these plays and they're going to know what they are. Those plays have been out there. we've
they're on film.
When Sean came back in 06, we were running the same plays. Now he's added some tweaks and they add wrinkles every year. But how much do you think that they were going to actually have to change after losing a staffer who is now the offensive coordinator at one of your division rivals, as well as a quarterback that was in your room for 2 years, uh-huh, that sat through and knew, you know, how you operated from an offensive standpoint, as well as a play calling standpoint. They were going to have to change stuff anyway. I mean, and so for him to give the name and some insight, I thought it was pretty cool. But you can only imagine what that install is going to be like now. The play will still be the same. There will be variations of it. They'll tweak some things, instead of having sandwiches for all of the tight splits, they'll change the name. They'll still run tight split plays, but they'll also add some kind of gotcha moves or double moves to some of those plays as well. So you've studied so much film looking for this certain play. Well, they'll give you that same formation. They'll give you that same down and distance. And now we're going to run it, but now we have a double move off of that play because we know that this is what you're expecting.
Yeah, Zach and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday. That all-go special has been in the playbook since you were playing for them. And it's been run. And look, if you watch the Saints, if you cover the Saints in the way that we do it, as much time as we put into it, you can see it based on formation. So you know if I can see it, the NFL, I mean, the other teams can see it. They just execute it so well. It doesn't matter sometimes.
It doesn't matter. I mean, and particularly if you're executing at a high level, Christian, and it started with Joe Horn, then it went to Marcus Colston, then it was Jimmy Graham, you know, and now it's Michael Thomas that's running it in as well. And it's a variation. All right, if you're going to take away the bender, if you're going to take away the middle of the field guy, then I'm going to throw the back shoulder to the bender that's running up the numbers. If you're going to take that away, then I'm going to audible to the outside guy and give him a stop, you know, and so he's going to run a 5-yard stop. And all right, what are you going to take away now? Well, I'm going to throw the crosser. I mean, so it's pick your poison in a sense. And what makes it so unique and so special is, you know, Drew understanding and knowing where I want to go with the ball based off of down and distance. And the other piece I think that is critical is, you know, some tendencies that you pick up throughout the week as well. Maybe a certain player, he doesn't like to cover this player in this formation. Maybe he doesn't like to open up his hips a little bit in this formation. And that's all things that you'll be able to pick up throughout film study, and you can take advantage of it.
Yeah, I just think, Deuce, that it's not game plan specific. Aren't these like base install plays, right?
Those are base installs. Those are base installs. I mean, it's a base of your offense. How do you get to it? How do you run it? That's all the what a week's of preparation is for. Okay, this team struggles covering 2x2, you know, having two receivers on one side and two on the other. This team may not play trips really well. You know, they do a poor job of passing trips off. So you'll give them a little bit heavy formations of that. And then the next piece that Sean does a really, really good job of is formationing you a certain way, but also hitting you with different personnel. I mean, I want your base defense on the field, so I'm going to give you two tight end sets. And I feel like my 2A tight end or my second tight end is better than your Will or your Sam linebacker that's having to cover him, or your strong safety that's having to cover him. If you're going to do that, now I have a one-on-one matchup with, you know, maybe it's Michael Thomas, maybe it's the slot guy, Traquan, maybe it's Emmanuel Sanders. They have a one-on-one. And, I mean, it's just finding the weakness in that defense based off of what their tendencies are and what they like to do.
All right, so I did this to Zach, and I'm going to do it to you if you can help explain this. I want to see if your explanation for it was similar to that of Zach's. So gun empty right, Quizno, 52 nudge, Ole, halfback choice, or HB choice. Explain that.
Halfback choice, that's correct. So gun empty right, 52. 52 is telling the offensive line that they are basically 5-0, and that's basically telling them that's protection. Normally, if it's had a 3 in front of it, then that means it's a 3 steps drop. So since it's a 5, 52, that basically lets them know that it's at least a 5-step drop. You can always go in and tell them, hey, look, I'm going to need an extra second here, maybe a double move or something. Based off of down and distance or from that safety or the move. But the basis of the play for the halfback, you know you're running a choice route. Basically, the choice route tells you you have 3 options, and it's 5 to 7 yards. You push it up 5 to 7 yards. You can go in, you can go out at 5 to 7 yards, or you can sit. Those are your choice routes, particularly when you're running them out of empty. Now, the other, based off of coverage. If it's zone, you sit.
Okay.
If it's zone, if you get zone coverage, You want to expand it a little bit, but you want to give the quarterbacks your numbers. You want to open up to him, giving him your numbers at 6 yards. You want to find a soft spot in that zone. You can't trick the quarterback. I mean, because what I mean by that is once it's zone, once I sit, the only time I can move again, I should expect the ball, but the only time I can move again is if he starts to scramble. So for the back, if it's man, based off of leverage of the defender, if he's playing you outside, I want to push up 5 yards. I want to lean like I'm going out, but then I want a violent cut back inside to flatten it out, be able to catch the ball at 6 yards. What you don't want to do is I make my cut at 5 yards and I ended up drifting up the field to 8 yards. All the defender is going to do is he's going to undercut you. So that's what you can't do when you're running an in or out breaking route. When you talk about cutting in or out, the Quizno, that's what Coach talked about. The sandwich name, that's basically telling you he wants it tight. He wants tight splits as far as I don't want you wide and outside the numbers. I want you inside tight.
I was going to ask you for a landmark. Okay.
Yeah, so I want you tight split. Landmark may be 3 yards outside the tackle, 2 yards outside the tackle. The guy that is a point man, particularly on the what was it? It was a trips formation, right?
Let me go back. Pull it
what
up.
Was the name
I'm
of the?
I'm on to the next one. Hold on, I'll pull it up. Give me 1 second. It's actually gun empty, so it's 5 wide. It's
gun empty, right? So I mean that's telling you that 3 guys are going to be to the right. So that's telling 3 guys, all right, you're going gun empty right. And then Quizno tells you it's tight formation. So whether we say, okay, you line up in that empty formation, 2 yards, 3 yards from the tackle, if it's you want to make it a little bit wider, give you imaginary tight end where the tight end would be, we're going to line up 3 yards outside of him. And so the guy that's on the ball, he's the guy that sets that point, or he sets where you have to line up at.
We'll go on to a couple more plays. Yeah, no, you and Zach are on the same page. I want to go through a couple more plays when we return here. Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst here on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Deuce McAllister stepping in for the hour. Deuce, first off, thanks for doing that, man. It's getting increasingly challenging day by day to talk about sports when not a whole lot going on, so I appreciate the assist.
Oh, that's not a problem at all. I just wanted to make sure that I had all the formation, so I gave all the information for everybody. So you kind of know from a quarterback's perspective what he's dealing with, and then from each position what they're hearing, so they know what their job is to do as well. And this all has to happen within the 45 seconds or 30 seconds, whenever that play comes in.
Okay, so the next play that Sean Payton tweeted out was 352 Y Shock X Lucy. So explain 352. Is that a three-step drop?
352 is kind of like we talked about the 52. So that tells the offensive line they basically have the four-down lineman and the mic, whoever Drew identified as the mic backer. That's who they are going to be responsible for blocking. Three basically tells them it's hot. I mean, it's a three-step drop. So not necessarily hot. Hot is hot basically means that there's pressure or a blitz. 352 basically tells them that it's going to happen quickly. It's a three-step drop, so it's 352. So a lot of times for an offensive lineman, this is the opportunity for them to cut. And so that basically, you know, I can cut the defender, I can chop him. Some coaches maybe don't want their guys cutting a player, but this is an opportunity for you to cut because you know it's coming out of the quarterback hand, his hand quick.
What is Y-Shock?
What was the other?
Y-Shock.
I'm unsure what the shock is. That's a new one, something that they've added since I was there. So I'm unsure what the shock mean. I mean, the Lucy could have been anywhere. I forgot what Lucy was. Lucy's been around. Lucy's been around for a while for us. I just can't remember what it was for myself. For me, if I was not in the empty part, it may have been if I was running that route as an empty, I was more than likely running a flat. I mean, because 90% of the routes for the back, that's what you're running. You're running an out, I mean, basically a flat route. So it's probably a slant-flat combination.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's how it's being diagrammed. And then the shock is, it looks like a real quick two-step slant, and then he's up the field for, I don't know, probably a handful of yards.
A vertical.
He's running.
He's doing what now? Say it again. Two or three yards up the field, and then he's running what?
An out.
And that's coming from the Y?
Yeah.
That's more of a stick.
Okay.
But they may have, like I said, he may have changed some of it. But Lucy, for further back, you're either going to run a slant or you're going to run an out as far as the for you as far as the back. The shock part could be anywhere from pushing up to 3 to 5 yards and running an out route, you know, and so that may just be Lucy. And they may have added the terminology shock to it. And it may be an option like running an option route, but he knows he's got to push up 3 to maybe 4 to 6 yards, push it up, and then he's breaking out. If he's got an outside defender, then basically for him, he wants to widen him and then turn inside so he gives the quarterback the option to be able to place the ball right there to him.
All right, the next play is the 52 all-go special X shallow cross. This is a pretty basic one, pretty easy one to explain, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's all-go 52. You know, like we said, that's protection for the offensive lineman. Basically, everybody's running go routes. Now, where it gets tricky is, if you're that inside guy, and so whether you're counting from the outside, you're the number three guy. If you're counting from the inside, you're the first guy. You are going to be the guy that has the ability to be the bender. And so that basically means if the middle of the field is open, you're going to be the throw where you can bend it. You don't really want to go past that goal post as far as the number two goal post on the other side, because that safety will be able to get back involved. You want to stay skinny and expect that pass. That's the one that we've seen Colston catch so much, and you've seen Jimmy Graham catch so much, and we've seen them that back shoulder throw right there,
yep.
That hit ear holes, that middle of the receiver guy. The other place that Drew likes to throw it is up to numbers. And by throwing it up that number, you're stressing that safety who sees a guy that flashes in front of him, particularly if they're in three. If they're in cover three, then he's got that one inside guy that's running, you know, the goalpost, the one that I was just speaking of. He's running that one. The corner, he's going to be stressed because he's got a guy that's outside of him. And as that guy that's running the numbers, this is the one I think we scored a touchdown on. Drew broke the record on. He's got to make sure that he can't drift too much. He can't drift too much where he's fading towards the sideline. And so this X shallow cross is that's the route where you don't really like any of those coverage. You like the matchup because they're playing zone. Carolina plays a lot of zone against this coverage. And Mike Thomas, he just kills him with the shallow cross coming across, He has a linebacker matchup on him. They won't bump out of it. They don't want to play man against the Saints, so they continue to Sean manipulates him, and he gets into an empty set, and they continue to just to widen the linebacker, and Mike's in the slot, and he's just running that shallow cross, and he's wearing him out.
Good luck. Good luck trying to cover that.
Right.
I mean, and basically, in Sean's commentary – on that all-go special, he says, find can't guard Mike on that all-go special. And he has a note, find can't guard Mike. So, in other words, he's
– Yeah, because the touchdown throw, the big throw is the big throw is up the numbers and or the bender, depending on what covers they're playing. But if you see zone, then you know Mike is going to 9 times out of 10. I mean, if it's going to be man, then Mike normally is going to have a guy – that you can just find him on that crosser route that he's going to be able to beat. He's going to be able to beat that crosser route. And then if it's zone, that's what you really want, because now you're going to have a big play, either the guy on the numbers or the inside receiver that's going to be a bender for you.
Deuce, I was just learning this during the break here. And the NFL has sold some of the new wild card games that, you know, they added, they voted in today.
Yep.
CBS
yep.
Sunday afternoon game sold, they bought it for $70 million. The NBC Sunday night game for $75 million. So
one
here's
game.
Why you're expanding the field right there, those two numbers.
One game.
Right.
One game. So cut it up, divvy it up. And so for the 32 teams, that's what you get. I also saw where those two games obviously have been added. They've expanded the playoffs. So now it's just a top seed that will get a bye. Everybody else, no two seed will get a bye anymore. So if you're only the one seed, you're the only team that will get a bye. For your two seeds, everybody will have to play, basically wild card weekend. So it's more games as far as television. For fans and players to have to be involved with. And next year is when you start the 17-game schedule as far as regular season games are concerned. And then they are planning on proceeding with the international games this year as well. So we'll see how it all goes.
Deuce, I've asked Zach this. I've asked Mark this. You got kids at home. What's the funniest thing your kids have done during this quarantine in place kind of thing?
Try to skip school, man. Their school has been really, really good. No, not going to school. Skip school here at home. So they'll try
That's
to make sure that they're not getting up, or, you know, something's wrong with the internet, something's not working. So they call themselves, quote unquote, trying to skip school. That's what I call it. And so not literally having to go to school, but instead of having to log on to do their work, they're trying to figure out a way, all right, I'm skipping school today. And it's just like, no, buddy, you got to get your work done. And so, well, my teacher hadn't sent anything. Nothing has come through. Well, son, you do know that I'm on the email is with you as well. Oh, I didn't know that. And so that's the sort of the stuff that I had to deal with, or we had to deal with early on. But, you know, they've done a pretty good job of adjusting, I think. You know, with technology, just being able to talk to their friends via the computer and apps and different things like that, I think that has helped out, since they can't go and hang out, you know, like they normally would with them. You know, just trying to adapt to the times.
Yeah, we're all having to do a little bit of that, depending on what you do, how many kids, et cetera. So certainly a challenge. Did you hear Zach describe his backyard because of this?
No, I didn't hear what he had to say. I hope you know that he stays on the 17th hole, so I don't have a lot of envy for him as far as he and his backyard problems.
Well, he described it as Redneck Riviera, where he's got blow-up pools. He's got all kinds of things to entertain Ray in the backyard, and sometimes Ray just decides, I don't need any clothes on, so... And then his wife is on the back deck. They're all trying to spend family time together. They've got a newborn, so she's trying to nurse the newborn while Redneck Riviera kind of comes to fruition in his backyard. The way he described it is much funnier than the way I did, but can you just imagine that? And it's on the golf course, as you mentioned, so I'm sure his neighbors are like, great, Zach, you're just bringing down the property value real quick.
Yeah, what do you have going on? And so that's what I'm looking at. So tell Ray I'm not mad at him. Ray, enjoy yourself, fella. Don't let your pops wear you too much. If you want to take a shirt or two off and, you know, let yourself enjoy the little breeze, go ahead, my man.
I'm with you. When you're that age, you know, you don't really need
That's exactly right.
You don't need those clothes. I mean,
clothes.
He's three.
What
he's
are
three
those?
Years old.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Deuce, obviously, as you know, I'm divorced, so my kids and I really have been FaceTiming. So we decided that it was best that we don't introduce them to any possible, trying to mitigate, as we all are, any kind of exposure. So we're doing a lot of FaceTiming and calling, texting, et cetera. So, and it was, and I'm being a little bit selfish here, but, you know, my middle son turned 13 on Saturday, and that's when it really hit home for me, because, you know, that's the only birthday that I've missed or haven't been able to at least see him for. So that was a frustrating moment, but nonetheless, like you said, we're all kind of adapting to some changes in our life that we don't know how long they're necessarily going to be, but I would think that they're not going to be permanent, that's for sure. Some instances might, but not all. Phone lines are open at 504. Go ahead, Deuce.
No, I was about to say we'll just have to wait and see, you know, as this continues to develop and unfold. You know, we just have to kind of adjust with it. That's the only thing we can really do.
Yeah, phone lines are open at 504-260-1870, text 87870. Let me tell the audience about a tweet that I sent to a text I sent to Deuce last night when I was watching his highlights. And again, we're all trying to just entertain ourselves the best way we can. I'm trying to pull it up here. It said, "I said watching some highlights of you. You were a badass." And Deuce writes back and says, "I tried to do a little something out there." And I was like, "You did more than just a little something." But that's typical, humble Deuce McAllister. One of the most memorable things I think I've ever heard you tell me, Deuce, and this was long before you became the color analyst, a few years before you became the color analyst on WWL, I was doing a show on 3WL. And it was out at the Saints Golf Classic, and I asked you to just kind of do the show with me. I think T-Bob was off doing something, and I asked you, I said, "Did you ever get bothered by someone asking you for an autograph?" And I remember you told me, you said, "I'd get bothered if they didn't ask, because that's when you know you're not top of mind, you're not relevant anymore." So that was one of the most interesting things I think I've heard you say, and that's a unique perspective to have.
It is the truth. When they're not wanting the autograph, that's when you better start worrying. I think that's where it really kind of hits home, that not to say that you're older generation, but there's other generations that have come in and almost replace you to a point. So it's not necessarily 100% true, but it gives you something to be thankful for.
He's Deuce McAllister. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 87870. Our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll: which tier would you put Saints quarterback Drew Brees in? Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, or Tier 4? Tier 1 is still elite. Tier 2 is not quite elite, but very, very good. Tier 3 is average. Tier 4 needs an upgrade. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Welcome back to Sports Talk here. Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst and all-time leading rusher, alongside till 6 p.m. I'm Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 87870. Deuce, I'm going to ask you our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, and that is, where would you put Saints quarterback, or which tier would you put Saints quarterback Drew Brees in? One being elite, two being very good, not quite elite, three being average, and four has to go. I think I pretty much know the answer, but I'll let you go ahead and take charge.
Say that one more time. I still think he's elite.
Yeah, well, then you put him in tier one. He's a tier one quarterback. We're kind of ranking all the quarterbacks in the National Football League and where they would fall, and I agree. You're right. He's still a tier one quarterback. He might not be at the top of tier one. Like, I would say Pat Mahomes is probably top of tier one right now, but he's certainly still in tier one.
No, I agree with you.
You know, I was interested to learn this today. Reportedly, excuse me one second. I had to clear my throat. The Dolphins are discussing trying to do almost anything they can to move up to number one. The report didn't include as to who they might be targeting there. Do you think that they would take Tua over Joe Burrow?
If they're moving up to number one, no, I think it's definitely Joe Burrow. If they're trying to move up.
Well, I welcome that because I do not want to see Joe Burrow go to Miami. I mean, Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, when you look at I don't want to talk negative about any franchise, but when you look at some of the things that they've done and lack of support as far as staff is concerned and, you know, really being focused on winning, I don't think that has necessarily 100% been the case. They've had some success and gotten into the playoffs, but I think it was because of, they had some talented players, but it wasn't anything they could do long-term, sustain, and B, the other part was maybe they were not in the best as far as a division-wise at that time because of maybe injuries to some other players. But, you know, you would hate to see
Marvin
it just
Lewis
because
was
we
a heck
feel
of a
like
coach
Joe,
now. Marvin
well,
Lewis
yeah,
a heck
he's
of a coach.
Marvin was a really good coach as well, and so – he got the most out of some of the players they've had. And they've had some talented players. But, hey, look, man, we feel like Joe is one of our own, and we don't want to have Joe to go up there and kind of suffer for, you know, 5-6 years before he could truly have his freedom, you know. And how much would that affect him from a mental standpoint? How much would that affect him from a success standpoint? We want him to have success, and that's why you really don't want him to go to be put in that situation.
And, Deuce, I've heard you say it. I've heard Coach Payton say it. I've heard other NFL executives and coaches that I trust and believe and trust their opinion. How many times have you heard the word fit, right? It's got to be the right fit, especially with quarterbacks. It's got to be the right fit, and I don't know if that's the right fit.
Well, you want it to be the right fit. I can guarantee you that. And if it's not the right fit, you'll find out fairly quick. You know, this didn't work out for XYZ player. So you want it to be the right fit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look at look at Steve Young with the Buccaneers, right? Wasn't the right fit. They were a terrible organization at the time. What does he do? He goes to Bill Walsh and San Francisco and becomes a Hall of Fame quarterback. I mean, it's just there's a few examples you can point to as to, you know, look how Jerry Glanville viewed Brett Favre. You know, he called him Mississippi Mud.
He was not a right fit in that offense, and then he's able to go up to Green Bay and you know, he ends up having a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, and by the way, I watched his football life as well, Brett Favre's, last night, and that's a good one now. That's a really good one. He's always entertaining, but, I mean, just the sound clips, the things that they had him mic'd up for, you know, and the funny things he would say during the middle of the game, that was like vintage Brett Favre. It just goes to show you that he even admitted, there was a segment on the football life where he would get a play, and Mike Holmgren would tell him, hey, watch out for nickel, and he'd be like, yeah, got it. And then he went to Ty Detmer, like, a week later, and he was like, hey, I keep hearing this nickel. What's a nickel? What's a nickel? So it just goes to show you that Brett early on in his career was truly just out there slinging it, just out there flying by the seat of his pants.
He was just being an athlete, going out there and just playing.
Yeah, it was a good watch. I'd invite anybody that hasn't watched it to watch Football Life, Brett Favre. They do such a good job with those. And you know what else I watched? Just because, dude, I want to laugh right now. In times like this, you know, when things are very negative and it's some terrible things are happening, my escape is to try to laugh as much as possible, find funny moments. And I don't know if you remember John Madden, when he at his Hall of Fame induction speech, he made the joke of he thinks that all the busts talk to each other at night. Once everybody leaves the Hall of Fame museum, they start talking. So I don't know. I thought that was a funny moment, and that made me chuckle. And John Madden is a personality unto himself.
I would agree with you right there. You know, and just knowing him, it's some of the stuff that you hear out there on that field, man. It's like, did he really say that? Did this really happen?
And so,
some of the stuff.
Yeah.
The PG-13 parts. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys that just talk constantly. And you got the guys that will dig into, I mean, you got to remember now, when my early years, the internet hadn't taken off like this, so it's trying to figure out, and, you know, who's talking to this guy, and this guy is, you know, you see sketches of stuff, but now you've got so much social media, it's easier to connect with guys, and so you can connect with them. You were out hanging out late last night, or you were out doing this, and that's why you couldn't do anything this week. So, man, trash talk on the field is at an all-time high, you know, and the guys that just want to go and play, very rarely can they go and play, but you can tell by looking at a guy and his demeanor or how he's carrying himself if somebody has melded in out there on the field as well.
Did you detect fear and guys you were playing against?
I don't know if fear was the right word. I could tell when somebody didn't want it anymore. Now, they may go out there and they continue to do their job as far as, I'm going to play this game, but would you please stop what you're doing, whether that's running the ball at them, whether that was cutting them, whether that was letting them know that we're going to continue to double-team you or something like that. You could tell when a guy had kind of just said, man, I'm going to just try to figure out how to finish this game and not get hurt.
Was there a linebacker in the league that you just you like to square guys up? You weren't shy about contact. Was there anybody in the league that you maybe paused for a second and said, nah, this is going to sting?
I wasn't going to let a couple guys square me up. I may have wanted to square some guys up, but I wasn't going to go just continuously let the Ray Lewis's of the world or Derek Brooks and Brian Urlacher. I wasn't going to let those guys continue to square me up and hold now. I wanted to finish not only that game, but I wanted to play, you know, a few more that were on the schedule. So there were times that, hey, look, I'm not finna – if it's third and one, yeah, it's a square-up situation. You know, I'll meet you in the hole and we'll see who the best man is. But if it's second and six – and I know that I may get a chance to get the ball back to make it third and two. Yeah, I'm gonna figure out a way. All right, I'll give you half of my body instead of just giving you the full big time shot on me where I can live to play another down. So you've got to make sure that you can make it to the next play as well.
He's due some Christian. Sports Talk continues here on WWL. Winding down here our second hour with Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst. And Deuce, I think it's going to be pretty cool on Monday night. ESPN's going to re-air the reopening of the Dome, Saints and Falcons, September 25th, 2006. I know you were a part of that team, and I'm sure Monday might be a little bit of a nostalgic, emotional night for you.
Should be pretty special, man. You know, just to be able to see it and go through that wave of emotion and, you know, just to hear it from the broadcast standpoint, that's something as a player you don't really get to do. You see it as far as game film, but to hear it from a broadcast standpoint and, you know, yeah, that's always special. And so looking forward to it. I mean, anytime that you can go back and do something like that, that's pretty unique.
And the absence of Bobby Hebert, I am asking the Who Dat Nation to treat Monday like game day in terms of what you wear. Get dressed up in your Saints gear. Don't leave your homes. Don't go out and social and gather. Keep practicing social distancing, but put on your Saints gear. Get a little bit of a distraction. Deuce, thanks, man. Stay safe, okay?
No problem. And, yeah, we're definitely thinking of Bobby and his family and keeping them in our prayers.
For sure. Deuce McAllister, Saints all-time leading rusher and color analyst. Great job as always. Sports Talk rolls on here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.